Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, so thank you, Sadola, before we wrap up the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with our friend Brad Evans, the rest of our thoughts for Week 6 NFL Sunday, and who wins Nick Costos' money. Three tremendous guests joined us on the program today. Colin Wilson from the Action Network, always great. Jay Croucher from NBC Sports, the Saucy Aussie, and Robert Flores from MLB Network. Addy booked him. He was supposed to be on video. He was on the phone. Our executive producer is Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake Hassan. Our associate producer, Addy Bates. Our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath, who's the birthday boy. It was his birthday this week. Happy birthday to Ryan Horvath. And our guest at this time. We know he'll be sweating tomorrow with his Illini and his Cubbies, both in big, big games. The great Brad Evans. Brad, welcome back to the show. Happy Friday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Yeah, I'm already a mental wreck.
How are you feeling about those games tomorrow?
I don't feel great, to be honest with you. The pessimist that lives inside of me is having a field day right now. I can tell you that. Illinois is catching, I believe the line is down to 14.5. Ryan Horvath on my show, I guess he was kissing the co-host's ass and said he was going to bet the Illini plus the points. I'm not betting anything. I didn't make the drive over to Indiana because I can't bet on U of I sports here in the great state of the land of Lincoln. But I do feel a little bit better about my Cubs. Who the heck knows who is going to be toeing the rubber to start the game? Could be Kyle Ray. Hopefully it's not going to be Shota Imanaga. Could be somebody else. I don't freaking know. I just hope I at least split tomorrow. And if we go 2-0, I'm streaking the quad.
I actually believe him. Brad, what is your favorite prop bet Week 6 NFL Sunday and why?
Rico Herrera Suave. Rico Donald, gentlemen. I took him in the anytime touchdown market. Now, I grabbed it immediately at BetMGM when the line opened a couple of days ago at plus 100. Juiced up a little bit higher now, 20 cents more on that at minus 120. I would still play it or at least feature as a leg on a same game parlay and maybe a multi-leg parlay. Revenge game! Certainly a narrative facing his former employer there in the Dallas Cowboys, who really are just not stopping us all right now via the ground or the air. All the ground, number 23 in rush EPA defense, giving up 4.35 yards per carry, over 151 total yards per game, and 5 touchdowns to RBs this season. Rico Dowdle coming off that historic game last week, over 200 yards on the ground. I think he is going to snowplow his way into the end zone at least once. So anytime touchdown, currently at minus 120, I'd still play that bad boy. My favorite bet, bar none, of the entire weekend.
Brad, we love it. Have an awesome show tonight. BetMGM Tonight. Enjoy tomorrow. Listen, I bet the Brewers. We'll talk to you on Monday.
USC -2.5. I'm out!
Well, I mean, that was unhinged.
That might be the best one that he's had in a long time.
And he's and his head is freshly shorn. It's a fresh shave. So it's especially
we didn't get
freaky.
The visual of the fingers as much, but like the that was top notch.
Yeah, it was pretty unhinged from our friend Brad Evans. BetMGM tonight follows us on the BetMGM network. All right, we're going to drop the dope-ass beat. We're going to do the reads, and then we're going to get back to the Mario music in order. That's me producing live on the air. Bill, are you taking notes? Jake, please dope-ass beat. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. To search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Mario music, por favor. Femi, we continue in the afternoon slate on Sunday with the Titans and the Raiders in Las Vegas. Raiders just down to a 4-point home favorite now. This was 6.5 on Sunday night. I bet some Tennessee plus 6.5. We talked about that on Monday. Total in the game is 41.5. Brock Bowers has just been ruled out for the Raiders. He will not play, but Michael Mayer is back. Tyler does not have that in his notes. That is a miss by Tyler.
Protocol.
Yep.
That is very important.
Tight ends.
J.C. Latham, questionable to return to the lineup for the Titans. Their hulking right tackle, who's missed a number of games in a row. He matters with Max Crosby set to rush Cam Ward.
Tyler, but if he's not listed, he's playing. We can't make assumptions around here. All right, we got to let the folks know. I'm passing this game. I understand why the market moved towards Tennessee. You made a great bet at 6.5, getting the closing line value. At least it appears it will be come Sunday afternoon. I was dead wrong on the Raiders. This thing is a disaster. It's a train wreck. They probably win the game, but this whole thing has just been gross, and I got to wear the L, and the fact that I don't want to buy in at 4 should tell you how I feel about the Raiders right now going forward. So I think Titans plus 6.5 is a great bet. Good luck to you, Nick. For me, I'm not betting this game.
Yeah, so Cam Ward and Geno Smith, this afternoon slate, the 4 o'clock slate, save us 49ers Buccaneers. You're our only hope,
yeah.
Like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Moving on to the Packers and the Bengals. Green Bay at BetMGM, a 14, and so we're 14.5 minus 110 for the Packers. Total in the game is 44.5. Christian Watson will not play for Green Bay. We got a lot of injuries for the Packers coming out of the bye. Devontae Wyatt out. Zach Tom, questionable. Aaron Banks, questionable. Nate Hobbs, questionable. We'll talk about this more on Sunday. For the Bengals, Joe Flacco will start after like 3 days with the team. Jamar Chase is questionable, but we feel like he's going to play. Shamar Stewart is out for Cincinnati.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, this game is a no bet for me because I think this market's just right. Like, I think this game, 14.5, that makes a lot of sense. I have no interest in betting the Bengals. I don't really have a ton of interest in laying 14.5 with Green Bay as well. I think this defense should be able to wreak havoc on Joe Flacco, a quarterback who's not really mobile. And I think that offensive line with Zach Taylor and how he calls games will leave Flacco very vulnerable against this pass rush. So I think everything is working as it should. No bet for me. And it's unfortunate Burrow got hurt because this was supposed to be the premier game of the window. But hey, that's how things go.
We talked about this game yesterday with our friend Rob Pizzola, and we echoed his sentiments. Packers at 14 would be a bet. No interest in betting the Cincinnati Bengals here. Not in this spot against this team with Flacco there for like 3 days. Niners and the Bucks, Femi, we are on the way to 3.5 for Tampa. This is 3 -115 at BetMGM, so we're close to going to 3.5. The total's 47.5, and it is not a good injury report again for the San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy is out. Mac Jones will start at quarterback. Ricky Pearsall, Iter Gross Matos, who's actually been pretty good rushing the passer for them, are out. Mm-hmm. Juwan Jennings is questionable. No good. And for the Bucks, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Bucky Irving are out. Zion McCollum and Benjamin Morrison at corner are also out. Tyler did not list Benjamin Morrison and wrote in the chat that if they're not listed, they're playing. Benjamin Morrison's not listed. He is not playing. Tyler, you have lied to us. Femi, how are you betting this game?
Man, don't fumble the bag, Tyler. You're almost at the one here. I like the 49ers. I took three. Apparently, I should have waited because now we're going to 3.5 at a couple of places here. Like one domestic sportsbook does have 3.5 right now if you want to go ahead and grab some Niners. I think Tampa, while good, not as good as the record suggests. And I also think, too, from a schematic standpoint, Kyle Shanahan, I think, is going to take apart this Bucs defense. Like, we already saw a Shanahan disciple in our guy Kubiak take apart this defense with the Seattle Seahawks. Obviously, at Jaxon Smith-Njigba, much better personnel. But I think Shanahan will have his advantages against Todd Bowles. And I also think, too, like, the Niners defense can at least hang in there with the Bucs offense that's very banged up with no Evans and no Godwin. Obviously, Buka's been awesome. I think this is a coin flip game. I like San Francisco to win it, plus 135. I also bet some plus three as well.
We get to Sunday, and we get a full plus 3.5. I'll bet the Niners also at 3.5.
I'd be there. Yeah.
So we'll have this conversation, Sam and I will, coming up on Sunday morning. And Femi, we close Sunday Night Football in Kansas City with the Chiefs, 2 2.5-point home favorite against the Lions, total in the game 53. Terrion Arnold, Aleem McNeil out for Detroit, and we know DJ Reed on IR also in their secondary. Mm-hmm. Brian Branch is questionable, as is left tackle Taylor Decker and safety Kirby Joseph. Xavier Worthy will play for the Chiefs, Femi. He missed practice for them yesterday. I'll go first here. My favorite bet of the week, the Kansas City Chiefs. Money line, lay the points. Love the Chiefs, and I think this is the start of their run towards another Lombardi trophy.
Khalil Dorsey also placed on IR today, and that's Detroit secondary, which usually wouldn't be a big deal, but with this, all these injuries,
starts to become
a little bit of a deal. Cluster injuries here. Got to keep that one in mind there, Tyler. This is a no bet in terms of the side for me. I think Kansas City should be favored. They are favored. My bet for this game is Chiefs to win the Super Bowl at 10-1, Chiefs to win the AFC. I'm getting in on the Kansas City Chiefs. Nick, I will join you with Mahomes and Reed and Spags. And if Chris Jones can hustle on plays and get it going, I think the Chiefs, this is the buy point because I think they win this game. And I think all those prices in the Super Bowl markets will start to cut in half after Sunday night. So give me KC to win the Super Bowl and the AFC.
Yeah, so you're in. I'm in.
We
love it. Let's go Chiefs, baby. Let's go Chiefs on Sunday night. All right.
And if they lose, I'll bet with more that, next week. How about that?
Yeah, I'm not scared. I love me, and Rasheed Rice will be back. Let's see. Chiefs, Kansas City. The Chiefs next week are hosting the Las Vegas Raiders.
I wonder how that'll go.
Probably pretty well was my guess for Kansas City.
Okay. About that Raiders win total, looking great.
We've made the playoffs.
Yeah.
We've reached the end of the show. Femi, who do you think should win Nick Costos' money?
I think the winner of Nick Costos' money should be Addie Bates, despite not being here on Wednesday. I think Addie taking the initiative to audit, also backfilling when she needed to go ahead and do it today, putting up the podcast, booking Roflow. I think Addy has done a serviceable job this week. Tyler, he was there, but a couple of gaffes. So I'd go Addy Bates this week.
Listen, Jake, no. Thank you. All right. So this is my fault. Okay. I'm being honest. I would like to give the money to somebody else. But what I said this week was that it came down to the injury reports. I think Tyler smoked it. The winner of Nick Costos' money this week, Tyler Morales. Tyler, your life has changed. you will be Venmo'd $20 at the conclusion of today's show. And listen, next week, injury reports don't matter. It's a clean slate for everybody. I'll see everybody on Sunday morning for Countdown to Kickoff. Femi will talk to you on Monday. And until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.